This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, along with 93.7 FM. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, we want to take this opportunity to say special shout-out and special thanks to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there going back and forth around the country, keeping things going. We also want to say a special shout-out to our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail center haulers out there hauling the mail in and out of the bulk mail centers, as well as to the post offices. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel that we need to have, jet fuel the planes need to have too, and our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers. We hear from them all night long here in the program. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And you can find us on the line at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that we have to offer. All righty, now let's go out west to the West Coast and check on things out there with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty. You know, it's not a bad night tonight. It's a little warmer than what it has been. So thank God for miracles, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's 49 degrees out there right now, which is about 10 degrees warmer than what it was last night at this time.
Well, that's right. That's really something then, yeah.
I'll take it. All right, want to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Well, Mr. Kyle, it seems that the DOJ is trying to seize money and property from a church group that some former members describe as a cult that preyed on soldiers and veterans by bilking them out of millions of dollars in benefits. Now, the House of Prayer, that's the name of this outfit, ultimately earned through its Bible school, which accepted millions in GI Bill funding for veterans. Five of the House of Prayer's churches were subsequently raided by the FBI earlier this summer, and all of the locations were near Army bases in Hinesville and Augusta in Georgia, in Tacoma in Washington, and Killeen in Texas, and in Fayetteville in North Carolina. And nothing riles me up more than scams that go after the veterans and or the senior citizens.
Well, absolutely, Captain. There's just no doubt about that. And we understand, of course, they were looking to get their military paychecks in some cases, other forms of sources of income that the vets were getting as part of their pension or these kinds of things. It is absolutely reprehensible. There's just no other way to describe it. And you're right. The DOJ is now looking to see if they can get that back.
Well, you sign a form, you give them the money, and then they give you money to live on. Never works.
Right.
Never works.
No. Well, of course not. Of course not. And it's just a very sad thing. This is one of those things where you can say, look, you know, we all can be united on this kind of an idea, and that is don't take advantage of the vets.
By the way, the White House, in saying that there were no visitor logs that existed on Biden's Delaware home, we haven't heard from the Secret Service yet, have we, specifically?
Well, no, not the what we've heard from, I think, Captain, is simply the White House counsel saying that these logs don't exist, which, again, strange credulity. It doesn't make any – nobody believes that.
Of course not.
But, of course, there's probably all kinds of other records that are kept because the Secret Service is charged with protecting the vice president, for example. And then, to some degree, I'm sure Joe Biden had some kind of Secret Service detail while he wasn't vice president because he had been the vice president, this kind of thing. And so there's going to be records somewhere. If not written down on a piece of paper, it'll certainly be in a computer.
Now, economists expect elevated food prices to remain despite the cooling of the inflation for quite a while this year. And that's not going to help a lot of people with the additional money they got, say, in their Social Security checks or their pensions or whatnot. It's going to be eaten up very quickly, pardon the pun.
Well, you're absolutely correct about that. There's, we're not going to see things start to get better overnight, even if you had a little bit of a movement on inflation. And, of course, the way that they're trying to get to that is by raising interest rates like you wouldn't believe. Is that going to work? We'll see. Don't hold your breath.
Hold that thought. We'll find out whether or not this is going to work. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain. See you on the return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank. And Frank is, of course, the man behind the undergroundusa.com website and the podcast and the great articles you read and all that sort of thing. Go over there and check it out. He's with me every Monday and Friday, undergroundusa.com. Now, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and his great website, MyPillow.com. He's pushing the heck out of stuff, and I mean to tell you, there's prices that are marked down on some of the items he's got, 80%. And the only place that you can see them is in the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. So you have to go over to MyPillow.com, scroll down a little bit, you'll see the logo link for the radio listener specials page. You click on that, in you go. Right away, it'll ask you for a promo code. Well, the promo code is always going to be the word Captain. That's it. Captain, very simple, very easy to remember. And then once you get in there, you'll see things marked down 80%. You'll see the buy one, get one stuff. You'll see all sorts of things. You'll see prices on towels marked down $50 and $60, and the MyPillows and the sheets, the Giza sheets. They got a tremendous deal on the Giza sheets, 50% off. And you can get to see all that by going over there to MyPillow.com. Scrolling down to the Radio Listener Specials logo link, click on that, go into it, promo code will be Captain. Now, you can call them, too, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 800-641-5459. Call them up, promo code will be Captain, and shop till you drop. You'll have someone to talk to you and explain what it is that they got and how they do it. So there you go. MyPillow.com, the radio listener specials page, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey there, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How's everything going out with the Mrs. Professor special trip and all the prices and all the stuff that she got?
Well, it's going great. And again, my feet are very warm.
In your warm slippers.
In my warm My Pillow slippers. They are really something.
Well, I got
They are really something.
I got my My Pillow socks on.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah,
and we've had some cold nights here, too, as a result of all those storms.
You've had some cold nights. Join the club. Yeah. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Yeah,
it's been ridiculous here. All right, well, info warfare aims to improve North Koreans' views of the United States and South Korea. Now, info warfare is something that our State Department is using to create an illusion of how much better the United States is than North Korea is, and how much better South Korea is than North Korea is, and all the freedoms they enjoy.
Well, sure. I mean, for a long, long time now, Captain, you know, the United States has engaged in radio broadcasting into countries and areas that are under repressive control. You recall, especially in the early days, the Voice of America would broadcast into the Soviet bloc and this kind of thing.
They still do.
They still do, of course. Yeah, the Voice of America is still out there, and the idea, of course, is to show, because what happens, Captain, is under these regimes, whether it be in the Soviet Union or in North Korea, these Stalinist sorts of regimes, they program the people from a very early start. The United States is bad. We are the only ones standing between you and total destruction by the evil United States, this kind of thing. So it takes a lot to undo and unprogram a lot of that. But the message that we have as free people in different parts of the free countries in the world, and especially the United States, is that what we're talking about sells itself. What we're talking about is the light. It's not the darkness. But the people have been in darkness so long, and they've been told that the darkness is better for them, or in other words, they reverse it. The darkness is the light.
Remember the Proud Boys, the guy that was in charge of the Proud Boys, I guess you call him the Proud Boy Chief, and the trial that he had and all that?
Right.
Remember how he got convicted?
Yep.
Okay, he's not in jail yet, but guess where he was yesterday?
Where's that?
Running his mouth in front of the reporters and the microphones, telling them all that he was blaming the January 6th event totally on Donald Trump, or with the way he acted and what he said. And he said, we were given orders by Donald Trump.
Well, I don't remember those orders from Donald Trump.
I don't either.
So, again, you know, this is, you know, I'm not surprised, but
guess who's eating it up and spitting it out? The mainstream media.
Well, of course, yeah. And the American people, by and large, whatever they think of Donald Trump, the politician or the president, I don't think that there's any kind of critical mass to think that Donald Trump is solely responsible for the people who made their own decisions to attack the Capitol building and rush it and go inside and do the things that they did on January the 6th.
Now, as 2024 gets closer, the bullseye, the target on the back of our great governor, Florida's Ron DeSantis, gets bigger and bigger and bigger as the liberals are taking more and broader and wider shots at him, trying to get him discredited any way they can. And I'm here to tell you, it's not going to work.
No, I don't think it's going to work, because the proof's in the pudding. It's very difficult to argue that the success that Governor DeSantis has had in Florida is somehow terrible or bad, or that it's something that just we could never translate into a higher office or into the presidency. But at the same time, though, Captain, I don't know that Governor DeSantis is going to be running per se. I think unless other things change, it's up to him, of course. But right now, the left is expending a lot of energy on this, and they may not see somebody else, for example, who might want to come along and run for president. So at this point, they're expending a lot of their energy, as it were.
And you don't think that Gavin Newsom isn't tripping over his own legs trying to get there first?
Well, right. I would, and this is just my own opinion. I think he wants it. He wants it real bad, you know. And that's part of it too. When you want to go out and run for president, you have to have the fire in the belly. And I think he's ambitious like that. Again, he is saying right now he's not running. He's not interested in it because that's part and parcel of trying to set this thing up where nobody's going to run. Joe Biden's our guy. Now that was just recently. Recent events are going to start changing that very, very quickly, I think.
Well, we know that Biden's got a big time problem right now with these documents. Big time problem. We know it's gotten much worse as more documents have been found. At a second Biden office besides his house. His house, his garage, an office, and now another office.
Well, it begs the question, why are these documents there?
I know why they're there.
Well,
remember when I told you during the break?
Right. No, I think they're there because they're trying to, they're documents he doesn't want people to see.
They were trying to shred these documents, and the shredders had to be unbolted from the floor. Because they vibrate a lot. They had to be unbolted from the floor, and a lot of the documents that they decided to stick through there didn't exactly go into the shredder. Instead, they went behind the shredder, they went under the shredder, under this plate that they were sitting on and all that. That's how they keep finding these documents.
Well, it does beg the question as to whether or not there's a whole host of documents that have already been destroyed that had a bunch of other stuff on it.
Well, of course there is, and why were they destroying them? And by the way, these documents were from the Obama-Biden era.
Right. And here's another good question. Why didn't somebody come looking for these things, namely the archivist? Because in the case of Trump, we hear all these comparisons. At the very least, the archivist seemed to know what was at the Trump Mar-a-Lago residence, and this is why they were trying to get them back. They were going through the back and forth of doing that. But, Captain, these are random documents that evidently have been gone for years and years, spanning another whole administration and half of another one, and now suddenly they're there. It's incredible.
But, Kyle, there's no there.
There is no there. We'll hear that for a while, too. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And then, but we have seen some in the media and some of these top Democrats start to start to turn on Biden a little bit.
Hold that thought, folks. When we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about CNN. Yep, you heard me right, CNN. CNN is going on a new turn. We're going to tell you what that new turn is and who they're talking about putting in prime time between 9 and 11 p.m. There's a list of names here, and I'm going to tell you who the names are. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Dr. Bernice King is issuing a plea at the 54th Annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day service at Ebenezer Baptist Church. She said, "We must become a person-oriented society instead of one motivated by things." She also emphasized the importance of honoring her father's legacy year-round. Hundreds gathered in Atlanta to hear her talk about developing an overriding loyalty to all humanity. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is criticizing more than six dozen sheriff's offices who say they plan to defy a law that bans semi-automatic rifles and other weapons. His office told Fox News Digital the move was politically grandstanding at its worst. The Democrat argued the law is there to protect children, families, and churchgoers from the fear of sudden mass murder. The measure was signed into law by Pritzker last week, but nearly 75 sheriff's offices have publicly announced their opposition, with some calling it unconstitutional. I'm Julio Flores.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And I do believe we're going to have Patrick Hyland there today, the Sports Zone insurance quarterback. I think we've got Wade Whiskey coming over, my good friend from Heartstrings for Heroes. And, of course, we've got the crew that always shows up there, our gang from the Captain's Army, John and Bob and, Iron Mike. And I know I'm forgetting somebody out of the deal here. But anyway, come on over and meet the gang and enjoy some great food. They've got great food over there at Mission Barbecue West Waters. All righty, back to the phone line and Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Yep, thanks for hanging on, and I understand you'll be flying over.
I would love to, and we'll see if we can work that out sooner than later.
Yeah, we're going to have a one of those missiles bring you over from Vandenberg over there.
Well, as long as I have a good parachute, I think I'll be fine. It'll be an event.
Yeah, you will be parachuting in.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about CNN, because this is one of those, you said, what? Well, here we go. CNN is considering hiring a comedian to host one of their primetime shows between 9 and 11 p.m. weekdays. Now, the news entertainment personality would be filling that slot. There'd be a couple of them, probably, with a non-traditional version of the news. Now,
one of the reasons they're doing this is because of the success of The Five, which is pretty much led by a couple of comedians and a couple of straight news people, right?
That's right, yeah.
And that's, we're talking about Fox, correct?
That's right, yep.
Well, their version of The Five would be at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. But anyway, people familiar with the planning said that CNN's executives have floated some names around. Some of these you'll recommend, or you'll remember. You ready, Kyle?
Yep.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, Bill Maher. Well, that's interesting. I just don't know that he'd want to leave what he does on his HBO show, because there's no holds barred for that. You know, that's his own space.
Yeah, and he couldn't use the profanity he does over on CNN, I don't think. By the way, Trevor Noah.
Interesting, because I think he just recently left The Daily Show.
Yes. Here's one for you, an oldie but goodie. Arsenio Hall. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think everybody likes Arsenio.
I liked him when he was on the TV.
Yeah, yeah. He had a great show, and especially at the time that it was on and so forth, it was really groundbreaking in many ways.
And then there's Jon Stewart. And having looked at all the comedian news-focused talk shows for inspiration, CNN President Chris Light hinted at his desire to sign Jon Stewart in an interview last year with the New York Times, saying he'd love to bring on the former late-night host, but Stewart still remains under contract with Apple.
Very interesting. Well, and of course, Jon Stewart, he's a funny guy. He's also a very serious guy. He's into a lot of things.
9/11. He's into the 9/11 first responders, yep.
Exactly, yeah. He's very serious about these different things, and so I know a lot of people have been appreciative of that. I think also, Captain, you know, they're looking at the success that Greg Gutfeld has had, too, with his show, Gutfeld.
That's what started this. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's right. And I just saw something the other day which showed that Jimmy Fallon and the Tonight Show ratings were really paling in comparison to what Greg Gutfeld is bringing in. And so much so, in fact, this is just what I had seen in this particular article that I saw, was that they're looking at possibly seeing what they can do about Jimmy Fallon's multi-year contract at this point, because they're all foundering. These shows aren't doing quite as well as they should, because they have only gone into a niche audience, and at least Greg Gutfeld is starting to branch out. He's actually bringing people in to watch Fox. That's a whole different ballgame now.
Yeah. Now, the United Kingdom has already announced it's going to send 14 Challenger 2 MBTs, those are tanks, to the Ukraine. It's a mixed blessing for Zelensky. The United States had already said that they were going to send some Bradley fighting vehicles, and possibly a few Challengers of their own were going along. But maybe now they're going to be also sending some U.S. Strikers, which we talked about an hour ago or so.
Right. Well, of course. This is part and parcel, of course, Captain, of making sure that the Ukrainian forces, the Ukrainian people, have a real fighting chance in this. They are have done amazing things with what they have and standing up to Vladimir Putin. Regardless of whether or not the Russian army has turned out to be truly a world-class fighting force, all those are debatable things, and you know, we'll see, I think, as history unfolds. But the important thing is that Putin doesn't win. But what happens when Putin says, I'll win at any cost? That's why I do think back-channeling and leadership from, yes, even President Joe Biden is so crucial at this point. I just don't know that he's up to it. This is one of the reasons why the American election is so important for who's going to be president of the United States, because Putin has sized up Biden. I hate to say this, because I think politics needs to stop at the shoreline, but I think Putin and the leaders in Beijing have sized up Biden, and they know that what they can do and get away with. This is not helping matters.
Well, here's something that everybody should consider right now and think about. It's the Omicron XBB 1.5 variant of COVID-19, which is more likely to infect individuals who have been vaccinated, according to the New York City Health Officials Office. Now, Omicron subvariant XBB 1.5 now accounts for 73% of all sequenced COVID-19 cases in New York City. XBB.1.5 is the most transmissible form of COVID-19 that we know of to date and may be more likely to infect people who have been vaccinated or already had COVID-19. Now, this comes again from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. They wrote that on their Twitter account on January the 13th. Now, despite this, the department urged New Yorkers to get vaccinated and receive the updated COVID-19 booster shot, stating that doing so is still the best way to protect yourself from hospitalizations and death from COVID-19, including from these new variants. How come they contradicted themselves like that? That's concern for me.
Yeah, well, of course. I think by and large, people don't know what to believe about COVID at this point. They're less likely to simply take it as gospel from anybody telling them to go get another vaccine. But people should, and I think really should, talk to their doctor about it. Make the best decision that you can make for yourself after consulting with your doctor. Unfortunately, Captain, we're going to have some kind of sub-variant of COVID with us for the foreseeable future. I think for a very, very, very long time to come. It's now part of the landscape. And it's part of the landscape because it got out or something. In other words, we're still trying to get to the bottom of exactly what the origins are. We have pretty good educated guesses, but this could happen again if we have the same exact circumstances.
Speaking of getting out, one of our congresswomen apparently has escaped the asylum because Sheila Jackson Lee, you know who she is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Has introduced a bill criminalizing the conspiracy to commit white supremacy. What the hell?
I saw just a little bit about that. I don't know all the details per se, but last time I checked, conspiracy to commit crimes was already illegal, and certainly hate crimes. They also carry special prohibitions in the law and so
but
forth.
But this one, conspiracy to commit white supremacy?
Well, whereas we all reject white supremacy, it's the operative thing here is who decides then if somebody's done something that they think is that. How do you define it?
And did you hear Biden's MLK Day message yesterday?
I know that he had made a speech, but I also heard he said something about car insurance or something like that.
Car insurance is racist.
That's the latest thing that's racist.
Because it goes after the blacks.
Well, you know,
could that be because they have more accidents?
Well, I think you would probably predicate it on the idea that just like in when people do bad things in real estate or in business or renting or things like that, that if you target a particular group because of their skin color, that's wrong.
Hold that thought. Coming back, folks, right after these messages.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation. Great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it.
That's a group that was way ahead of their times, way ahead of their times. Who was that group, Kyle?
Well, that was the Beatles with, of course, John Lennon there in the lead vocal. Amazing. And I think that's a Chuck Berry song.
Yes.
But when they covered it, you know, that was just really something.
Yep, yep. They drove it into radio, rock and roll, radio eternity.
That's right.
If that's a word, but it is now. All right. Tell us what's going on out west for the weather.
All right, folks. Well, again, we're really happy in California right now because the rain has moved out and people are going to start being able to put things back together and get the mud out of their area, wherever it might be. But we still have some mudslides going on.
Sounds like they're happy.
Yeah, they are very happy, but we still have, of course, some mudslides. We have some roads that are closed because of that. But now if we're going to get a few days of the sun, that's exactly what we need. Last hour, we were seeing a lot of rain on the radar, Captain, around the state line between California and Nevada on Interstate 15. Looks like that is dissipating now, so that is some good news. But if you're over in central Arizona, if you're near Flagstaff, you still got snow, you still got rain going all the way down towards the Phoenix area and then over towards Winslow, by the way. So if you're standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, you're getting wet.
Such a fine sight to see. With a girl, my lord, in a flatbed board, slowing down to take a peek at me.
That's right.
Oh, keep going.
Yeah, we still have snow along Interstate 15 up near Provo in Utah up through Salt Lake City up to Logan. Looks like also we've got for our friends in Missoula, looks like we got some snow coming along I-90 as you head south into Missoula. So be careful. That extends a little bit northward of there as well. As we go through the next few days, of course, we continue with winter weather advisories and another light system coming through in the Reno area as you head out I-80 towards Winnemucca. So be careful of that as you go through the week this week. And that's what we're looking at right now, Captain. So be careful out there.
Well, here we go. North Dakota, I-94, Bismarck, North Dakota, over to Fargo. Snow all the way across to the other side of Minnesota to the upper part of Wisconsin. Snow over there. And then it stays pretty much hugging the lake. Goes over towards Green Bay. You got snow that is in Minneapolis area, north all the way to the Canadian line, as well as halfway across North Dakota, where you pick it up all the way to the Canadian line. And then I-29 coming down South Dakota, down to Sioux Falls. You got snow down that way. Snow about 50 miles into Minnesota on that west side of Minnesota, down below Minneapolis. We do have in Nebraska what looks like some freezing rain right now, up along pretty much I-80, and we do have a winter storm warning for parts of I-80 all the way across almost to Lincoln right now, and that's been moving to the east. I've been watching it move more to the east since last hour. If you're coming up out of Colorado on 76, you're going to be in it. Winter storm warning could be real exciting for a while. I-70, about 150 miles into Kansas, you're going to have snow along I-70 and drifting on straight down. I'm going to go down to Texas. You got a lot of fog right there from the state line, Lafayette, Louisiana, over to Beaumont, over to Houston, on down to the border. You got patchy fog once you get down below Corpus Christi, but you do have fog that goes over to San Antonio tonight. So be advised of that. It's going to slow you down along I-10. Now, going back up north again, let's go back up to where the snow is. Northern part of Michigan, we've got snow up there in the Upper Peninsula. We've got snow along Lake Ontario and on the lee shore of Lake Erie. And up there in upstate New York from Oswego up to St. Lawrence Seaway, all the way to Vermont and all the way across the Adirondack Mountains, we've got snow tonight. So the lake effect machine has kicked in. It's also snowing from Pulaski and Syracuse, I-81 South, down to the Pennsylvania line, down towards Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, be advised of that, down to Elmira, and then south out of Elmira, down into Pennsylvania, about 50, 60 miles, and all the way over to the Lake Erie side to Ripley, New York. And now, we do have some wind right now, which is over there on the east side, pretty much from Virginia on down to, North Carolina, down below the Cape, so there's some gale force winds over there as well. And way up north in Maine tonight, strictly Maine, we've got snow across all of Maine, but we've got a winter storm warning going up US 1, sorry, off I-95, taking into contention Caribou and Prescott. If you're going up there, get you a load of French fries, and you're going up there empty, could be an exciting drive tonight.
Yes, it sounds like it, yes.
All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the great people at the Pilot and the Flying J. Pull on in there. That's your oasis at night, your home away from home. Pull on in there, have them take care of you, and tell me what you think. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the big guy's cuts. Hunter Biden listed $49,000 a month in rent payments while living at Joe's house. Just one little problem. Joe's tax return shows a lot less money than that for rents received. What's going on here? Cheating on our taxes, are we?
I would say it's kind of the other way. I would say that it could be part of how they were doing money laundering. Remember, transactions, many of the transactions of Hunter Biden were red flagged.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
That seems to have kind of gone off the radar here a little bit. So that very well could be what $50,000 a month was.
Well, I'll tell you, this family is so corrupt, and we're going to get into a little this discussion on the other side, but I'm going to mention it right now. If there's anybody out there that hasn't been through a checkpoint involving the police or the fire department or just private security, one of the things they do is they verify your identification, and then they write it down somewhere. Now, they're trying to tell us that Joe Biden didn't have that type of protection and that type of stuff going on at his house in Delaware. Are we supposed to be stupid about this? It just isn't true.
The whole thing is beginning to stink so badly. I'm not sure we know what to really think. The Hunter Biden laptop, I think, tells us more, or tells those that have access to it, more than we know. And I would say that it is actually providing leads on other parts of investigation. And don't think that, those on the judiciary or the House Oversight don't have access to that laptop, because they do.
All right. I know they do. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more, folks, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Kathy is going to take us to break. Have at it, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.